Have you ever broken a CNC router bit and not really understood why it broke? Hey there, I'm Garrett Frommey, CEO of IDC Woodcraft. IDC Woodcraft is a company that provides premium CNC router bits and other CNC related tooling to creators like you. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that's crucial for anyone using a CNC router, especially if you're brand new. In this podcast, I'll be guiding you through the do's and don'ts of setting up your CNC router bits in your CNC router so you can minimize the chance of breaking your bits. The most common reason for CNC router bit breakage is because of improper chucking of your bits. Yes, there's a right way and a wrong way to chuck up your CNC router bits, which is something that I see no CNC company giving you guidance on. And unfortunately, I see too many creators setting up their bits wrong in their machines, and that's why I'm creating this podcast for you. Improper setup can not only break your CNC router bits, it can also damage your CNC machine, and worse, it can pose a safety risk for you and for those around you. You might even be misled in a sense, because improper setup of bits is actually showcased in advertisements from router bit suppliers. So let's get you on the right track. And by the way, it's best to have a router bit in hand as we go through this, so you can actually see what I'm talking about. If not, then you can just visualize it. First, let's define the term chucking up. Chucking up is machining lingo for inserting your CNC router bit into the collet and tightening it down. It's essential to ensure that the bit is neither too far in the collet nor too far out of the collet. A general rule of thumb is to insert the bit so its shank, or the smooth part, extends about the same distance beyond the last flute of the bit, or the last part of the cutting edge, as the shank's diameter. For example, a quarter inch bit should not be inserted more than a quarter inch from the last flute. This practice ensures the collet has enough surface area to grip securely, which reduces the risk of the bit slipping or breaking. Let's look at an end mill. There are flutes on an end mill. Flutes are the grooves that are cut into the bit that are just in front of the cutting teeth. A flute is created by grinding the material, but the flute extends above the teeth and tapers out of the bit. The part that is past the top of the cutting teeth is called flute washout. The very end of the washout is where the shank officially starts, or where there is no cut in the router bit material. The first rule of what you should not do when chucking a router bit is never stick the flute washout into the collet and then tighten it. When you do this, you're putting uneven stresses on the bit because at this area, the collet is not grabbing a complete round. Collets are designed to grip on a round body, not part of one. By sticking the washout into the collet, you have now eliminated some of that round area that the collet is grabbing onto. So by tightening an end mill, when the washout is inside the collet, your collet will grab the bit unevenly. This will likely cause the bit to break during your carve, or even just as you're tightening it. This will also damage your collet. It is best to always leave the end of the flute washout exposed at least 1/8 of an inch below the bottom of the collet. Or in other words, you want the full washout to be shown or to be seen when you have installed the bit and tightened everything down. The second rule is never insert the router bit into the collet so far that it butts up inside the top of the spindle. At the top of the spindle, or the inside of the spindle, is machined. It's metal that's been cut away so that the collet will fit inside of it. But the very top of it may not be even. And if you butt the router bit up against that and then tighten the collet, that unevenness may cause stress on the end of the bit and cause the top of the bit to snap. So don't ever butt the bit. That's kind of funny. Butt the bit. Don't ever butt the bit against the inside top of the spindle. All right, the third rule of chucking a bit. So in the machining world, there is a rule called the rule of thirds. To understand this rule, we need to divide the shank of the bit into thirds from the top of the shank to the flute washout. So the entire top smooth part of the router bit is what we're talking about. We will call the first third from the washout the green zone. So where the flutes end, on up the shank, the first third is called the green zone. The middle third going towards the top of the shank is called the yellow zone. And the final third, that very top of the shank, the top third of the shank is called the red zone. When you insert the bit into the collet, you should always insert the bit so the first third, or the green zone, is exposed at the bottom of the collet. This means, well, first of all, any part of the first third other than maybe the first eighth of an inch. So if you go an eighth of an inch above the flute washout, then we're in the green zone. This area, any part of this area, can be exposed at the bottom of the collet. So what this means is most of the shank is inside the collet. This ensures maximum gripping of the shank by the collet. You can proceed with your carve at this point with your normal feeds and speeds. This is why we call it the green zone, because it's a go zone. Because you've set your bit up right for the best performance with a minimal chance of breaking it. Now, sometimes creators want to get a little extra length out of the bit because the project cut needs to be a little bit deeper in order for them to get what they want. To do this, many creators will extend the router bit out further from the collet past the green zone to achieve this, rather than buy a longer router bit. This is understandable, especially if the project is a one-off job. I mean, router bits do cost a little bit of money. So this may mean that you may need to chuck where you are now exposing the second third of the shank, or the yellow zone, from the bottom of the collet. That will be exposed now. This is where you have to be a lot more careful and make some changes to your feeds and speeds. All CNC router bits experience some deflection when they cut, or in other words, they flex slightly. When we extend the bit more out of the collet, that flex is more pronounced, and too much flexing too fast will cause the bit to break. When we extend the bit into the yellow zone, you will still experience, or you will experience, more deflection, but you want to minimize it. So you must reduce both the feeds and the speeds of the router by about 10 to 30% when you have the yellow zone exposed. This allows the bit to move a little slower through the material and spin a little bit slower, and you'll be cutting a little bit of less material, but you're also putting less stress on the bit because you are clamping with the yellow zone. You want to be aware of the bit in this case, meaning you want to watch what's going on. The bit can build heat up faster when you're doing it like this in the yellow zone. And heat is like the biggest enemy to CNC router bits. Heat will soften the material, the metal, and that means it'll dull faster. So keep your eye on your machine while you're cutting if you're clamping in the yellow zone. If you start seeing the tip of your router bit start to discolor, then you want to stop and maybe adjust your feeds and speeds a little bit accordingly. Now, a word of caution. The closer you chuck in the yellow zone to the red zone of the shank, the slower the feeds and speeds you need to adjust. In other words, the more bit that is sticking out in the shank in the yellow zone, the slower you've got to cut and the slower you need to turn that router bit. Of course, I always recommend getting the right router bit for the job, because when you're doing this, you're starting to put your bit at risk of breaking anytime you chuck in the yellow zone. Now let's get to the red zone, the top third of the router bit. This is the part from the top of the shank to the first third of the shank. The rule is very simple here. Never, ever, ever just chuck in the red zone, where you're leaving the yellow zone and the green zone hanging out. Creators sometimes do this because they need even more reach out of the router bit, but you are absolutely setting yourself up to break your bit and ruin your project. The first is you are only chucking on part of the collet, meaning the bit is not inserted all the way into the collet. And due to the collet design, the collet will be forced out of shape. In other words, it'll squeeze closer at the top of the collet and not so much at the bottom of the collet. Basically, it's going to be tapered when it's grabbing the router bit. And this will allow the router bit to wobble as it spins. And the result is it's going to wobble itself right out as soon as it gets a force on it. And either the bit will break or it'll, like I said, it'll force itself sideways out of the collet, and that will damage the collet. Now, I want you to think of this from another perspective. This is when you are putting yourself in danger of being hit. Your router may be turning at 20,000 RPM, and if that bit pops out at that speed, the bit becomes a bullet. Don't ever, ever clamp just in the red zone. It also just wears out the inside of your collet very quickly. And in the future, just one event of that router bit pulling out like that will damage that collet and you'll have to replace it. And most people don't even realize that. And then they start getting bad cuts from there on out and they think it's the router bit when it's actually the collet is the problem. So never chuck a bit only on the red zone. If you find that you need to get deeper, and this is the case, you have to go out and get a longer router bit, period. Just don't put yourself or your machine or your router bits at risk. You can break a $40 bit by doing that. Just don't do it. That pretty much takes care of the chucking of the bits. Now, one other rule I want you to be aware of is to make sure your collet is always free of sawdust. Sawdust naturally acts or collects in the collet area during cutting. There's just little gaps around the sides of the collet, and that sawdust will get up in there. When you do a bit swap, you are allowing that sawdust to fall into the bore of the bit where it is actually clamping against the shank of the bit. Sawdust acts like miniature ball bearings, and it's the main reason for something called bit slip. Now, bit slip is the gradual slipping of the bit up or down in the collet while the project is being cut. It's almost always imperceptible, this bit slipping, but it will show itself soon enough when you start noticing your cuts getting deeper or shallower as a carve progresses. Usually, by the time you realize this, that the bit is slipping, the carve is almost always ruined. So always, always clean out your collet whenever you change out the bit. It's pretty easy to do. A simple blowout with compressed air, or just take the collet out, blow it out, you know, like that, and a brush, and it's done. Here at IDC Woodcraft, I understand the importance of proper bit installation, which is why I designed the router bits to mitigate these risks. For example, the Big Stiffy Series V-bits, they have shorter shanks. I designed them like that specifically so you can't stick them out too far. So, in final thoughts, correctly setting up your CNC router bits and collets is foundational for a successful and safe CNC routing and to get a good project. It prevents damage to both your tools, your projects, and safeguards against possible accidents. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, taking the time to chuck your bits up properly will pay off in the long run. It'll ensure smoother projects and a safer workshop. Here at IDC Woodcraft, I've created a sticker that lays all this out in one sheet. It's very visual, so it's very clear. And it's a sticker, so you can place it right on your machine, and it'll remind you of what to do and what not to do when chucking up your CNC router bits. All first-time customers who order from IDC Woodcraft receive this sticker. So be sure to drop by idcwoodcraft.com so you can get one as well. Also, check the description of this video for links to a couple other things that I may want you to have interest in when it comes to CNC router bits that you may need to know. Remember, if you're planning on taking on projects that require deeper cuts, consider adding extra or extended length bits to your toolkit. And If you ever have questions or need tips, feel free to drop a comment in the comment section of this podcast or send me an email at garrett@idcwoodcraft.com. And I'll do my best to answer it. Check out the resources at idcwoodcraft.com and stay safe. IDC Woodcraft is the only CNC router bit that offers a no questions asked guarantee on CNC router bits. 90 day, if you break it, we replace it. No questions asked guarantee. No other CNC router bit company does that. Why do I do that? It's part of the price of helping to make sure that you are carving as much as you want to carve. And accidents just happen. Hey, until next time, I'm Garrett with IDC Woodcraft. Have a great day, better tomorrow, and happy CNCing.